I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Are You Having a Draft? My name is Bradley James.
And you are joined by me, Marcus Ellard.
Hello, Marcus. It is the evening of October the 1st. We are on the eve of a weekend, a very important weekend. But more specifically, we've had an important weekend, which was draft day.
Ugh. What a day. All the highs and lows, the trials and tribulations, and our lovely listeners have heard the interviews from said day.
They have. We move on to what I like to call the opening ceremony. What Marcus likes to call...
I literally can't remember. I think it's been sort of like erased from my mind. I called it something lame like the pre-match ceremony or like, do you know, something really...
There was no ceremony about it, mate. Whatever term you used, it was the Tesco two stripes to Adidas three stripes.
Yeah, it was the charity shield to the FA Cup. It was basically not even a thing.
Well, I'm sure someone will have only just recently listened to that episode and will know what we're talking about. Anyway, it's grown, the opening ceremony. It started off me standing in front of everyone, just kind of going, all right, this is what's going on this year. Oh, here's a trophy for the person who won it last year.
Whee.
Let's get drafting. It's grown. It is now a monster and it contains all sorts of fun. There's almost no rhyme and reason to it. It takes its own form, I feel. No one opening ceremony is the same as another.
It's funny you mentioned the rhyme and reason because this year there seems to be lots of rhyming and lots of reasoning to it. It's amazing. It gets better and better every year.
How are we going to top it next year, Marcus?
I also, because it's the first, I want to talk about how good I am in the draft this year.
Oh, we might as well mention it because we are, say, we are currently speaking on the 1st of October, the evening.
When you said the 1st, I was like, can we please just have a second for this?
Can we do it the proper way, Marcus?
Hello, my name is Marcus Ellard, manager of Wedding Crashers FC. I am 2nd in the draft.
Oh, listeners, if you could see his face as he said that.
I know it's early days, and I know that everyone sort of says, oh yeah, it's a long season, it's a marathon, not a sprint. But I genuinely think I've got to a very good start, and I think it's going to continue.
I hope I'm in the lowest position that I'm going to be in all season. By the way, my name is Bradley James, manager of Liberators, and I'm currently 10th in the draft. However, there is only a 50-point gap between 1st and 11th, Marcus.
That's not happened for a very long time.
Bradley?
Yes, mate?
Are you having a draft?
Sure am, mate! I'm at my mum, so I can't be too loud, mate!
Gentlemen, welcome to the 8th Are You Having a Draft Draft? Thank you very much for your patience. Thank you for making the effort, as ever, once again. Thank you to the caterers. Marcus, Phil. Dan.
Yore. Dan.
And Yare, and thank
Dan
you.
Was Dan one of the caterers?
Thank you, Yare. He was supposed to be one of the caterers. I'm sure he did an excellent job. Thank you to Jose for the photography for today.
Cheers, Jose.
As well as being the frost, and we have Luca being our Parkinson. Thank you very much for that, boys. Much appreciated. And we also want to say a big thank you to Danny for stepping
thank
in
you, Danny.
For our absent friend.
We'll thank you even more if you don't do too good a job.
Yes, I think that is a sentiment we all share. Okay, we are welcoming back two drafters this season. I'm going to introduce the first one to you and bring him up and say, James Jammer Robinson, welcome back. If you'd like to take a moment, say a few words to everyone.
Okay. Great.
Oh, is this even working?
I've got a wee musical interlude.
I don't agree with that in the workplace.
I'm not sure about that.
I should have run for that there. Just smack into the chest.
Should have really set this up before I did it, but it's definitely not going to be worth it. But anyway, so what I need to say is thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure. It's an honour, actually, because it's a very tight-knit group, and to be invited in is really something that... I'll just go on with it, shall I? Right, okay. So, okay, are you ready? Is everybody ready? No, it's fine. Right, so there's an advert before this starts. It's a car advert. Okay, here we go. Some expert picks and the trophy's mine. Trophy's mine. Trophy's mine. Some world-class picks and the Abdo's mine. The Abdo's mine. The Abdo's mine. Here we go. This is so cringe. It's unbelievable. Guess who's back? Back again. Jammer's back. Tell your friends. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? You know it goes guess who's back. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Join in with everyone, yeah! Woo! This is gonna be so bad, right? Here we go. Right. Bradley James created a monster, cause nobody wants to see points dropped no more. They want legacy, go figure. Well, legacy, this is what I'll give you. A little Portuguese penalty taker, a shot stopper that will stop a shot quicker than Phil when he forgets the vegan option. A Wolfie when he's not cooperating. Or Pete with his expert class debating. Mel waits so long, a champion waiting. Nick him back in the attack, he's celebrating. We know this, you won the Abdo, Yari, but your constant goading's exasperating. Wedding Crashers FC won't let me be. Will Meds choose money? Oh, let me see. They try to shut us down, Pandemic FC, but it feels so empty without me. So, come on lads, let's all get pissed. Air 5, this is it, a chance not to be missed. Get ready, cause this shit's about to get heavy. Just settled on my transfers, fuck you Messi! Yes. So everybody, just follow me. So who will win? Well, let's just see. I'm so excited, I'm about to wee. Now this feels like tough day to me. So everybody, just follow me. Who will win? Well, let's just see. I'm so excited, I'm about to wee.
Oh God! Well, I tell you what, lads. Thank God we don't have to follow that, eh? Because that would be tricky. Oh wait, someone does have to follow that. We're also reintroducing someone back into the league. He left us 6 years ago.
Fucking hell.
For some reason, who knows? Something to do with having a child. But as we all know, to return to our ranks, there is one thing that you must do, and that is to pass through the tunnel of redemption. Many a drafter has done it before. It's a tradition as old as time. And we invite our beloved drafter, the Mutlow, if I could just ask you to come around here.
all over the thing as well.
Actually, rather than speaking.
Let me in.
The tunnel of redemption. Take it away, my friend.
It's the wooden orb.
Come on, Daniel, let's get drafty.
No one can do it.
It's going to be a bell.
So, I see you came crawling back. Yeah. There we go. There we go.
Did.
Like all good speeches, I'm going to start with a short passage from the Bible. For since death come through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. And I'll come back to the theme of resurrection a bit later. But first, I'd like to address directly Champ. On a recent podcast, you may have heard me make some spurious historic allegations regarding relations with a certain Dale Winton, RIP. But I'd just like to, at this point, say I was contractually attached to the Set the Sail campaign, hashtag lift the anchor. But recently we've parted company, and therefore I'd like to extend my full apology and congratulations, Champ.
Thank you.
A round of applause.
And accepted.
And in a minute, I'm going to talk you through some of the ideas that came up during the lengthy consultation process over my team name. And some of them are really going to shock you, considering my above average height and chiseled complexion and slim yet muscular build. And I think it's just at this point worth out that in North Korea, the average height is 5'5", which puts me as like a giant. I just don't know why I reference that, but I'm just saying that's the average height in North Korea. So some of the names that came up, and some of them have been banded around earlier, are Tublo, Poisoned Dwarf, The Gremlin.
Just the Gremlin.
Right. Look like a gremlin.
Fastest Fat Man. It's a little bit more literal. Dirtbag Daniel. And like you, I was horrified. Yet in this post-truth era of fake news, I have to accept it. And much like a camel is a horse designed by committee, myself and my team have been attributed this unnecessary and fictional weight. This year has been one of disconnection and isolation, both in society and individually. But, as we know, the story of suffering and resurrection is a familiar one. We all know this feeling of experiencing a trauma and coming through it with a sense of regeneration, having learned something about ourselves and our place in the world. So, in times of trauma, humans need three things. A sense of control, something to grow into, and a sense of belonging. So like the other exclusive clubs, the Bilderberg Group, the Bullingdon Club, Fight Club, the Freemasons, Putin's Inner Circle, Branch Davidians, the Manson Family, People's Temple, Scientology, North Korea, and the Draft. They all provide this framework of rules that instill a sense of control. And they give you a room to grow and progress, as long as it's obviously within the strict framework of rules. But most importantly, it's a sense of belonging. And this speech is in part a request to be reintegrated back into a community. And that requires grace. So I say with amazing grace, I was once lost and now I am found.
I've never inadvertently been likened to Tom Cruise, Charles Manson and Kim Jong-un all in one swoop, but I think that probably took care of it. So, on with...
But you have been reversed.
I have, individually, but never at the same time. In fact, one of them was today. Thank you, Yare. So, we miss you, Yare. We shall start off with some awards. And we're going to start off with an award that I'm so pleased to have back after a physical absence for some reason.
We will be pointing no fingers towards whoever it was. It's the Max Cap Award,
represented by a cap. It was a tie for first place until you take into account captains who were originally drafted. And so when it boiled down to that, the winner with 16 max cap points, won't mean anything to anyone, is Neil Dutton.
Oh.
Well done, sir.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
There we are.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Next up, it's not here. I would be holding a wooden spoon right now.
But is the person?
Oh, okay. Yare, sir, this is a moment that you...
There's no betterness.
Yare, you'll be pleased to know that Melaleu has just tried to take out his direct opposition with a large wooden spoon, which will be going to your house as soon as you come and pick it up, and I guess a fine will be waiting for you each game week until that happens.
Yeah.
Danny, since you're representing Yare today, would you like to come and do the honours and receive the beating that is... they are good. Thank you very much for accepting that on Yare's behalf. Now, I'm going to hand you over to our departing owner of the Spirit of the Draft Award, a man who's held the title for a year, ever so honourably. And I give you Marcus Ellard.
Thanks, mate. Just shook Bradley's hand.
Good man.
Where should I come from you, mate?
Okay, so last year we had a brilliant addition to the Spirit of the Draft trophy. It was a ghost. Spirit, ghost, Ghostbusters. So thank you for that, Neil Dutton. It's had pride of place on my dressing table in the bedroom for the whole year. I've added to it, so here we go. It's been the longest season. It's a series of firsts. It's been the longest season we've ever had, obviously because of COVID. We've had the very first rookie to ever be champ. Well done, champ, that's you. And obviously we've had the first sort of global pandemic in our lifetime as well, and it's also the first September draft. We also saw the very best season for one drafter who has been here since the beginning. The podcast has gone from strength to strength, even in lockdown. We moved online, and this person was instrumental in making that transition not only possible but an unadulterated success. The Spirit of the Draft for 2019-2020, almost by unanimous decision, is Matthew Melaleu. Yeah.
And for those of you astute enough to notice, I've added a spirit level to the Spirit of the Draft.
Amazing. Marcus, thank you. Well, thank you, everyone. It's really nice of you all to vote for me to have this prestigious award, and wonder what the hell I'm going to add to it this year. But just to, if I can take this opportunity to say, after 6 years of propping up the draft from the bottom half, it was quite special to be up the top half. It was a really great run, and I'm glad that I've been able to be a part of helping the podcast grow and those kinds of things, and making sure that we didn't lose too much during lockdown. And champ, that was a hell of a run in. Couldn't have thought of a better way to end the season. Thank you. Thanks, well, everyone. Well, thank you.
Very much deserved.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gentlemen, I'm going to hand you over now to our outgoing champion, which is Mr. Neil Dutton.
As we're close to drafting, I'm really excited.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Gentlemen, if you'd all like to be upstanding. Sirs, if we can form an orderly formation.
God of honour. Are we doing a guard of honour?
Nick, did that give away what we're about to do, mate?
Yeah. As much as it pains me to say that he's won in his first year as a debut drafter, because I think a lot of people here understand that it is not that easy to win this thing. I believe he started amazingly with, I think, 100 points in his first game week, and everyone was chasing him from that point onwards. I think he's going to put some demons to bed by winning this, due to his, what was pointed out in the podcast, is where he, you know, likes to lose, like his 60-yard race against someone at high school. But yeah, no, honestly, I think he had a fantastic first season, and hopefully he'll see a few more tough weeks this season, as we all have. But yeah, your winner of the 19-20 draft, Nick Morgan. Anyway, well done.
Well done, Nick.
Well done. You deserve it, mate.
What a chump.
My last kisses. Can I COVID hit? Kiss.
And it's stable.
What a thing of beauty. I poured all my heart into that winner's video. Thank you. I liked your comment as well. It's short, sweet, effective. All I want to say is thank you so much to Bradley for letting me first see into the draft. I was banging on the door for a number of years. Didn't really get much, so thanks for letting us in.
Firstly, been an excellent addition.
Secondly, I want to pass my thanks to Matthew Melaloo for a very competitive season. Stressful season, no doubt, certainly after lockdown. But nonetheless, what a brilliant, brilliant competition that was. And then that's it, really. I just want you guys to crack on. I want to just get some drafting done. And I genuinely want to win another star and be the first person to do the second time.
Back to back.
And that's it. That's it.
Now, gentlemen, we're not yet finished. So...
Oh, look, Bill's enjoying himself. Bill, would you like to take the first?
Oh, is this the numbers that we did?
There we are.
What's this for?
Now, Danny, on behalf of Yara, if you do the honours.
Brad wasn't happy.
Pete, stop most helpful. It. Marcus, are you okay?
Very well.
So you're going to practice opening it?
Thanks, mate.
Will you try and do it?
Very good. Okay, so gentlemen, this season, alongside the title to win the advert, we shall be embarking upon a cup competition.
Wow.
Here is the format. The winner of the cup competition will... Trophy shops, it turns out, aren't open. There's no one won any trophies this year. So bear with me on this one. But here is the trophy. This is called the Mason. It is named after Kate Mason, our newest favourite presenter on Sky Sports. And we'll start with the most enthusiastic Phil. If you would like to hold on for a second while I get a pen.
So no one knew about this, no?
Did you know about this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Danny Bread leaked it on Sky Sports.
I didn't know what the numbers were yesterday. I've not seen that. All that. I knew it was being talked about.
But,
I mean, that is.
Me
though, please hope he keeps that.
What's it mean though?
I think the legs on it are from an table. Old kitchen table he has.
This is all of a table. This is a bit of plumbing. This is something I bought from an art shop and. That's another one of the figurines. Just to explain the format to you, we will be in three groups, each playing each other once. The top two of each group go through, along with the best two third-placed finishers. These will then be seeded, depending on points that they received in those game weeks. And going through to the semi-finals, the highest seed will play the lowest seed, second and third, and then, of course, the final. The numbers you chose are the game weeks in which the head-to-head matches will take place. So we start off in game week 4, and Phil, perhaps particularly, chose the final game week. So on the final game week of the season, that is when the final will also
amazing.
Take place.
Yeah,
so somebody could be competing for a double, or maybe even a treble, come the final game week of the season. Phil, if you would like to do the honours and tell us what your allocated spot is. Phil, in at A3.
Good spot, that.
Good spot. That's one I wanted. Daniel, if you would like to go next. Different group.
C4. Oh,
C4, explosive.
Hey.
That's a top grip. That's a grip of death.
Okay, Jonathan.
A1.
Oh, in a group with Phil.
Wolf's favourite boy band.
Wolf. Danny, on behalf of Yare.
A5,
Yare.
The love triangles.
Pete.
B3.
Meds.
B5.
Ooh. There's a rivalry.
We do trade.
As you'll notice, chaps, the quarterfinals is the best of three. The semifinals is a best of five scenario. Neil Dutton.
B2.
Ooh, everyone's piling in on B.
The final's a single one.
Daniel Mantle. The final is indeed a single one-off game.
We've got an A. We've got a 4.
Moving on to Andy O'Neill. It's B.
B1.
That group suits you, actually.
Yeah.
It's playing the way into your strengths.
Melaloo. Will he be in a group with Nick?
He
completes.
Whoops.
Mutlow is pleased about that. Somewhat insulting, but we will.
That's how Marcus reacted last year, mate.
Whoa! Jammer, if you'd like to do the honours.
Zing!
Kevin De Bruyne. C2.
C2.
Is it Hugo Ball?
Matthew Brummett.
Come on, group C.
Yes!
C1.
C1.
Now we just don't hope Marcus gets C5.
Marcus.
Yep.
Could you please open your capsule? It's green.
A2.
A2.
Yes.
Marcus completes. Which means Nicholas Morgan, you've got one of two positions. Looks like a C.
C5.
The champ
he's gonna have a tough second season.
Goes in, which means.
Can you start using your whole squad for that? Because there's loads of games.
Now, before I open this,
I'm going to say a bye to the semis.
B4. So, gentlemen, may I wish you the best of luck in the Ahad Cup, the first ever Ahad Cup.
Love it.
Shall we draft?
Quality.
Yeah!
Sure, mate.
Woo!
Fuck.
Hold on, mate. Drop it down, there's neighbours.
Very good, man.
It's actually happening, guys.
Damn it.
Well, Marcus, first thing to approach there, I think, is the Ahad Cup.
Everyone was so blindsided, but in a very positive way about that.
I like the oohs. There were a lot of oohs and ahs and ooh when they heard about
it. I'm not even gonna lie about it. When you were messaged on the draft WhatsApp and you were messaging about pick a number between 1 and 38 or whatever it was. And even I at the time was like, even knowing I was party to the idea about the cup. But even I was like, what is Bradley asking for all these numbers for? People were messaging me going, what are all these numbers about? What are the numbers about? And I was like, I don't know. So there was like a real sort of buzz of...
Do you remember during those WhatsApps that someone went, well, Bradley, why don't you pick one?
Yeah. Went,
well, actually, I better not because I want it to be fair for everyone.
Yeah, which made it everyone was like, well, he's obviously going to get the best pick then.
So now, let's just recap real quick. So group A is Wolf, Marcus, aka yourself, Phil, Mantle, and Yare. Feeling good about that group?
That feels like the group of death.
As the table currently stands, I think that's like five of the top six or seven, something along those lines.
Group of death.
Group B, Andy, Dutz, Pete, Bradley, aka myself,
you,
and Meds.
That's like one of those ones that has Brazil and Israel in.
Israel?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because like you want Israel to do well, but they're just not going to do very well.
Moving on to Group C. Brummett, Jammer, Melaloo, Mutlow, and Nick. Only one champion in that group, only one former champion. Nick and Melaloo in the same group.
Rivalry.
Mutlow's been put in there. Brummett was the happiest about that. He saw those names come out of that hat, saw who he was in a group with. He was over the moon.
Do you remember Doink the Clown in WWF? Doink the Clown always thought he was going to win everything, but obviously he's a clown. I just think with Brummett's love of wrestling, I feel like he's the Doink the Clown in that group. Just saying.
I like it. So that's the cup competition and some wonderful speeches there, Marcus, from the opening ceremony. Did you figure out what you call the opening ceremony?
I think I just called it like the draft prelude or something. I think I just get, or like the prologue, something really theatrical.
How much more disappointed you get each time you come up with a new name for it. If people needed a reason to love and support Jammer, I would say they found one. I would say the same for Mr. Daniel Mutlow. One entertained us, the other touched us. Both brought magic to the draft.
Before the draft even started, before we'd even drafted our teams, they both became massive contenders for Spirit of the Draft straight away. Just because of that. They've not even drafted. It's not even about the banter on WhatsApp or like the contribution to the podcast or anything like that. Just with their contribution to the opening ceremony, arguably, they're in the running.
You'll have put that idea in people's minds and they'll have notched up a couple of points in the race for the Spirit of the Draft. There, Marcus, well done. They'll be pleased.
I hope Nick does a good speech for me next year when I win. Could you imagine if my championship drafting tactics finally come to fruition?
Can you imagine if someone's drafting tactics was aimed at winning the season after someone who's really good at speeches won?
How would that work?
As in, you're like, right, who's really good at making a speech?
Oh yeah. I think I'd be good at making. Yes.
With that theory, who would you want to win after?
Because the opening ceremony's kind of skewed me a little bit because Jammer and Daniel both did excellent things.
Yeah.
I feel like I love Jammer and I don't want him to take this negatively, but I feel like Jammer could be a one-hit wonder, whereas I feel like Daniel Mutlow could have several very good albums still to come.
I'd buy into that. I would say Mutlow's definitely an option. I tell you who is not necessarily the first thing you'd consider to be in his wheelhouse. However, I'm going to give props here to Johnny Wolf. I had a birthday one year where I'd organised
a thing.
We went out for a meal or something, and I think we went and did something afterwards. I don't know. But all of a sudden, during this birthday, someone who we both know got up and started doing a speech for someone else whose birthday was about 2 weeks prior. I was just like, right, well, I guess this is now their birthday. Johnny Wolf gets up and he then does a speech as in for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give that guy the biggest squeeze ever off the back of that.
Were we at La Forchetta in Exmouth Market?
Yeah. No, but that was, I have had my birthday there, actually.
That was an excellent birthday. We had that back room.
Yes, that was a good one. We should say that this coming weekend starts the AHAD Cup. It is the first fixture for us, game week 4. The game weeks are on the whiteboard that has been used, which needs a name because we already have the gym whiteboard. We need to name this whiteboard. But the whiteboard that has been used for the AHAD Cup, which is on our Instagram. Our Instagram, Marcus, is
at having a draft.
And I'm led to believe that might be the same for Twitter.
It is indeed.
Twitter with the GIF game.
Our GIF department is working overtime.
they are on it, the gift department. And then if someone wants to email in, who would they email, Marcus?
Are you having a draft at gmail.com?
Do you know what would be really good to hear about? Did you see that message that Mutlow put in the group about the lad who lost his fantasy football league and what his punishment was?
Oh, yes, that was excellent.
If you haven't seen it, a guy loses his fantasy football league and his forfeit is to be spray painted as a statue, a gold statue, which he then has to stand in town centre somewhere, wherever he is.
Do you know where it is?
I don't know where it was. I didn't see it.
Mate,
it was
on a plinth. That's outside Brixton Tube Station.
Was it?
Yes.
On a plinth outside Brixton Tube Station, and on the plinth it said, last at fantasy football, or fantasy football loser, or something like that. We'll get the... we'll have to retweet it on the Twitter marker so that people can see. Here's what we'd like to hear about. What's happened in your fantasy football leagues? What forfeits were there? What prizes were there? And specifically, did you guys have a draft?
Very good.
We want to hear about it. Send us an email. Pretty soon, the listener leagues have been kicking off. Marcus, have you got an update on yours? How are you doing in yours?
The head-to-head is not suiting me as favourably as the actual draft.
I'll tell you where I'm at. Currently, cool. 3-0, Marcus.
Really?
Yeah. However, I think there's a big one coming up this weekend against top of the league. I believe Amanda is top of the league. I think that's who I'm facing.
Oh, I'm third in mine.
Third in the table.
That's not very good, is it?
What do you mean? That's pretty good. What's your record? Your record is 2-1. That's not bad at all, Marcus. You're representing us decently. I suspect I might be 3-1 by the end of this weekend. We shall see. But we're all holding up our own end. We shall delve deeper into the Listener League in future episodes.
And also, I think I'd like to extend our thanks to all our listeners who are joining us for our second season.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for joining us again. And until next time,
draft safe.
Doing a
Guard of Honour. Nick, did that give away what we're about to do, mate?
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.